All right, let's get to some group therapy, shall we?
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Hey, Ben and Kelly, please call me Aaron.
Hi, Aaron.
Been a long-time listener, never imagined I'd be riding in with something like this, but here we are.
Okay.
A few weeks ago, my fiancé and I took one of those at-home DNA tests just for fun.
Okay.
We were curious about our ancestry.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, it was more of a let's see what quirks we inherited kind of a thing.
Yeah.
But the results completely changed everything. Turns out, we're half siblings.
Oops.
Not kidding. We both went completely silent when we saw it. At first, we thought there had to be a mistake.
Mm-hmm.
But after digging and confirming some family details, we were both adopted under separate circumstances, never knew our biological parents. It all lined up.
Mm.
We share the same biological father.
Oh.
So here's the thing. We've been together for nearly 3 years. We met as adults, fell in love completely naturally. We're planning our wedding. He's my best friend, my person. And now I don't know what we're supposed to do.
Uh-huh.
We built a whole life together. And in the blink of an eye, it feels like it's all been shattered.
Aw.
We haven't told anyone yet. Not our families, not our friends. We don't even know how to talk about it without, you know, being met with horror or judgment.
Mm.
All we've done since finding out is cry, argue, and ask why now over and over again.
Mm.
Is it wrong to still love each other? Can we even move forward, or will society and our own families destroy us for something we didn't choose or even know?
Oh, geez.
Please help. I honestly don't know what the right thing is anymore.
Ay, ay, ay. I mean, you loved them. You loved him. He loves you.
This feels so unfair.
It does.
Again, that was never a part of
wow
their world before like this. And, yeah. And had they not taken the DNA test, they probably wouldn't have found out.
Wouldn't have found out. And that's kind of where I am. It's easy for me to say, but I go back to, if you can, before you knew anything about the DNA test, and maybe just consider adopting if you want kids. If you don't want kids, that's fine, whatever. I don't know. Like that's what I would consider.
Especially if
maybe you don't tell anybody. It ends here.
No, they've been together for 3 years, so apparently none of the family members have connected
the dots. Yeah, exactly.
So I don't know. Oh gosh, this feels so awful. I mean, yeah.
I honestly would probably just not tell anyone. And maybe you push the wedding date back if it's coming up, you know, soon, just so you have time to kind of process everything. Because that would be weird if the wedding was like next weekend and you're like, and, you know, you're still feeling this weirdness about it all. But if you can somehow get through this mentally, I mean, that's your person. Maybe, I don't know.
This is really tough. Caitlin says they might need to break it off in the future. They mentioned the kids thing because it's too close in the same, you know, gene pool.
Yeah.
And, you know, and again, Alexa says, honestly, this is so common.
Yeah.
Really. So Alexis thinks they don't need to tell anyone. If they want to have kids, that's they can use an egg or sperm donor.
Right. That's kind of what I was thinking too, is like, if you can get over it mentally yourself.
Yeah.
Maybe you just keep that. That's a secret that you two have that maybe brings you even more together.
Or like, you can't like unknow that fact.
Well, I know you can't unknow it.
Like, eat away at you down the line. I married my brother.
All right. 502-795-1997. I don't know if you've ever experienced a huge shock before you were getting married.
And this is one you can't change.
Right.
I mean, that's, you can't change that.
Right. Right. So, but like more so, if you ever had a huge bombshell dropped on you right before you're getting married, you know, maybe that experience can help kind of wade through this. I don't know. 502-795-1997.
Can't help Aaron not be his sister.
Not be his sister. Right. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. There's that, of course. So we'll get to some of your stories and calls on the way with group therapy.
Oh, no.
Is it too
really?
Soon? Is it too
a
soon?
Little,
is it insensitive?
Little,
is it insensitive?
It's a little insensitive.
Is it insensitive?
It's insensitive.
Our listener Erin's situation where she found out that her fiance is actually her half brother. Okay. All right. I'll stop that.
Oh, goodness. Listen, this is just tragic because they've been together for 3 years. Family doesn't know, obviously. No one's connected the dots.
Yeah.
Except for this DNA test. And so now they're just stuck. Like, can we proceed? Do we just not tell the family? Like, what do we do? Got a text from a listener. One of my daughter's friends made the sandwiches with their cousin. Now they're getting married.
I mean, did they know they were cousins?
Yep, the whole time.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, you can't help who you fall in love with, right?
Uh-huh.
Another listener said, we had kids via IVF with a sperm donor and always told them when getting involved with potential partners that they need to ask if donor 3847 means anything to them.
Wow.
They're like, wow. Yeah, those numbers ring a bell somehow. They're like, all right, next.
Oh, my gosh. Alexa says there's all kinds of Reddit stories about this. It's becoming increasingly common with sperm donation. I read a story about a married couple who did DNA tests to look for their birth parents. They already had two or three kids together before they found out they were siblings. In the end, they stayed together. I'm sure there's a whole community they can reach out to for support.
Yeah, I kind of go back to that. I'm sure there are people in your same situation. You could always take another DNA test and see if there are different results.
Yeah, that's
and
then what if there are, the cable guy said. Maybe it's wrong.
And then if you get different results, take a third one to see, you know, where it all falls with that. But, you know, I kind of am staying in the camp of, if you guys are in love, you found your person, you met under no weird circumstances, and it's not your fault that you happen to be half related, don't tell anybody and just go forward.
Oh, I know, but can you fully get past it mentally? Stop with the banjos!
Sorry, my fingers stuck again.
Lindsay on Facebook says, oh my gosh, this doesn't even seem real. I'm so sorry this happened. I don't think you can get married. First, I don't think it's legal. Second, I think it's a moral issue. This could come at a huge detriment. Again, if you have kids, your DNA is so close. I don't think you can just ignore it and move on with life together because you're always going to know that's your brother.
Yeah, I mean,
over time, the type of love you have for each other will change. He still can be your person. Siblings can be that for each other. But man, when you have romantic love.
I was going to say, I'm sure they've had romantic love at this point, right?
Right. How do you switch that to sibling love?
Right. You can't. Oh. And that would just feel terrible to break up over something like this. And maybe you do consider not having biological children and go a different method. You know, we have another listener that said, I have a first cousin, married our third cousin. They knew they were. They lived together before they fell in love. Then now they have two kids together.
Okay.
At the wedding, I asked my husband, what side did he want to sit on? Oh, he said, what do I mean? And I just explained it to me, and he just looked at me.
Hilarious.
And I mean, we joke. It's not an easy decision, that's for sure.
No, it's not. And if they were adopted by different families, it's like, I think they could probably slip through the system because they don't have the same last names or anything like that.
Yeah. All right. Well,
as far as getting a marriage license.
Good luck. And keep us posted on what you end up doing. I mean, I don't know how soon the wedding is, but like,
right. Oh, and only you can figure out, okay, can you get past your knowledge of your connection to be able to have a life together and not have it constantly be something you're worried or thinking about?
Listen, I say go for it.
Stop with the banjos!
You only live once.
Stop. Is that going to be, they're going to walk down the aisle to the banjos? Is that the wedding music?
Oh my gosh. Like, so why do you want dueling banjos as your processional? I mean, canon and D seems a lot more appropriate, but okay.
No, sir.
All right, there you go. Good luck. Keep us posted, honestly. And we'd love to hear a follow-up when you can give it.
I'm rooting for you.
Yeah, I mean, rooting for you for sure.
Oh gosh, that's tough.
That is group therapy.